Good morning, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod-DeVerges, and I'll be your guide over the next few minutes, taking you into a place where you'll be able to help meditate as a way to start not only your week, but you can start every day this way. So every week I'm offering a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then to help you create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So without any further ado, the focus for this week is being patiently present. So if you will please make sure that you are in your meditation position, which is having your back straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice and easily. And again, a nice deep breath all the way up to the top of your head. And exhale. Don't force the breath, just let it leave nice and easily. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk has roots that go all the way down to the center of the earth. The tree trunk is very solid, and it's planted and embedded right into the core. And you're sitting on top of it, very well connected. And imagine you're surrounded by a large bubble. This large bubble is your aura bubble. And that it's 12 inches all the way around you. Over your head, in front of you, behind you, and on all sides. And it has a nice kind of eggshell stiffness to it, so it's not easily penetrated, yet it's not too hard. And imagine that this aura bubble is a beautiful pearlescent golden light, a very bright, shining golden light, like a white gold light. And imagine outside of this aura, about 3 feet in front of you, is a giant violet flaming wall that's burning from the ground all the way up. And this wall represents the purification of unwanted, undesired energies that you're ready to clear at this moment in time. So as you breathe deeply from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, I will be taking you through the clearing of your chakras. And chakras are energy centers. There are 7 major chakras that align themselves at the back of your spine. And these chakras help to balance and regulate your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies and energies. And sometimes there are energies from outside of you, energies that are not yours, that you may be holding on to that actually can throw you off balance. So we're going to be clearing those chakras. So take a nice deep breath again from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head and exhale out through your first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine, right where your tailbone is. And release any energy from this chakra as you let it go, exhale out, and let go of survival energy. The kind of energy where you are compromised with your health, your finances, your job, your home, no matter what it is and that would block you from thriving in your life. Let that energy go. You breathe through that first chakra and allow that violet flaming wall to receive the energy that you're letting go of. The belief systems that people may have given you, one, for example, is milk does a body good. I'm sure you've heard those commercials. And milk may do some bodies good. Not that calcium isn't good for you, but for many, milk is something that does not agree with their digestive system and so can cause other types of issues. That would be a belief system. That would be a form of conditioning or programming that does not allow you to fully thrive, especially when there are alternatives to the nutrients milk provides that you can get in other ways. So just let go of whatever might be there, the people, the experiences, whatever it is, let it go. Nice, easy breath. And now focus your attention on your second chakra, which is located 2 inches below your belly button. And along that, the spine with that chakra, as you exhale out through your second chakra, release the energy that would keep you in fear in any way. Fear of succeeding, fear of failure, fear of heights, fear of living, fear of adventure, anxiety in any form, stress in any form, and let go of the feelings that are associated with fear. Depression, anger, sadness, grief, jealousy, envy, resentment, bitterness. Whatever the energy is that you may be holding on to, let that go. Experience and allow the feelings to fully come forward right now. Just let them come up within you. Even though for a moment it may be uncomfortable, just continue to breathe deeply. And as you release these feelings, you release the emotion of fear, you are also going to find that you'll be on the other side of it where you will feel much better, much more comfortable. And the violet flame is ready to receive it and take it for itself. And put your attention on your third chakra. The third chakra is located behind your stomach. And this chakra, release any energy there that has control over you in any way. All the energy that would keep you from being in your full essence of power. So any addiction that you have to anything, let the energy go. Any type of control that someone may have over you, just allow their energy to leave. You don't have to think about it. Don't force or effort with it. Just breathe through this chakra and release whatever's there that would keep you addicted, have you under their control. If you're attempting to control someone or something, let that energy go. Very good. Excellent. All right. And put your attention now at your fourth chakra. Your fourth chakra is located behind your heart. And this chakra is known for divine love. So let go of any energy that would keep you from fully loving yourself and loving others. Any lack of forgiveness. This is the time to let go of those people that you've not been able to forgive, or even the energy within yourself because of whatever you believe you've done or haven't done or could do. As you exhale out through this fourth chakra, let go of the conditions that are placed on love and how you have loved others or loved yourself or something else. Just let it go. Very good. So all you need to do is just breathe easily, deeply, gently, and whatever energies you're ready to let go of right now as a divine spirit, you are letting go of. The violet flame will receive it. It will suck it right from you as you release it. So there's no effort with it. It's simply breathing and being aware. Either you may see images, hear things, feel sensations. Whatever it is that you're experiencing, having thoughts come up, just let it all go. Don't hold on to it. And allow your heart to fully just release whatever would stop you from being in that place of divine love. About everyone and everything. And put your attention at your fifth chakra. That chakra is a great place to release any energy in terms of communication, in terms of creating. Let go of saying too much, not having said enough, not being able to listen to others or even listen to yourself. Release the energy there where sometimes your guides may be telepathing to you and there are blocks that are there. Let all that go. Let go of any belief systems you have or thoughts around not being able to create. Just let it go as you exhale through that chakra and any other energies that might be stuck or associated with that chakra. Very good. And put your attention on your sixth chakra, which is located in the center of your head, also known as your third eye. And let go of any energy in that chakra where you are not seeing as clearly as you would like, where your discernment might be a little blurry or confused. Release judgment. Allow your perspective to open to God perspective. Everything is perfect the way it is. Let it go if you believe it's not. No matter who it is, what it is, the situation, the circumstance, just let it go. If you're not able to see the essence of something clearly, this is the place in which to release it. Very good. And put your attention at your seventh chakra, which is located on top of your head. And this particular chakra, it's great to release and to let go of any energy that keeps you in doubt or uncertainty. You want to make sure that you remain certain of what you know, because there is everything, actually, that you know. And what you don't know is able to come through you very clearly, and you know that it is right, that it is correct, that it is what is. And so if you have any doubt, if you have any uncertainty about anything, this is the place, this is the time to let go of all that doubt and, again, uncertainty. If you find yourself analyzing, intellectualizing, and everything else, very often, this is the time, this is the place to release that as well, so that you are fully a clear vessel from the seventh chakra on top of your head all the way through you to receive the information, the guidance, the wisdom, the knowledge from Divine Source. Very good. And now we're going to focus on this week's topic. So I'd like for you to put your attention on your fifth, sixth, and seventh chakras. Basically, that means around the area of your head, from the base of your throat to the center of your head to the top of your head. And as you breathe deeply, inhaling and exhaling through all three of these chakras at the same time, you're simply clearing and letting go of the various energies that would stop you from being patiently present. It's really important to not intellectualize how the chakras all at once are being cleared. Simply intend this is what you're doing, and it is. Allow the violet flame to receive the energy from these areas as you offer them up while they leave your space. Let go of the energy that blocks you from opening your creative channels that's connected to the fifth chakra. This is where you are able to channel the divine energy of your spirit self, which is actually most closely related to divine source, the divine creator. This is the perfect area to unplug your ears, your telepathic channels, which are located at the base of your skull and underneath your cheeks. And it's a great place and time for the full expression of your creative form from your shoulders, arms, and hands to clear out anything that would block that area. When all of it's clear, then creativity really flows through you, kind of like rapid water rushing down a stream. When you are creating, you are connected to the divine, and you're connected in a way that keeps you really present for as long as you are consciously creating. This is a wonderful way to be fully present, is in the act of creating and allowing Divine Source to be part of the creation process. Nice, deep, easy breaths. And release energy that prevents you from being fully in your body, that prevents you and keeps you from being in the center of your head, where you as spirit should always be. You should always be in the center of your head. When you are, it's literally the same as the lights are on because someone is home. And everything is brighter and more brilliant when you're there. So say goodbye to the energy that blocks you from being completely clear and seeing the essence of everything around you. Everything you do, every person you see or are connected with, and every action. If you're not able to see the essence clearly of every experience, this is the place to let go of that energy. Let go of what's clouding your vision. Release the veil that stops you from clearly discerning what's happening within every moment. Because when you are fully in the center of your head, you are able to be so present that you're really able to discern what's going on in that given moment. You're tuned in, you're turned on. So say goodbye to the people, experiences, programming, conditioning, fear, lies, and anything else preventing you from simply being here now in the fullness of now. To see the essence of everyone and everything is to see the truth that lies within. This is how you're able to be truly present, because to see it means you are not distracted from what stands before you, whether it be, again, an experience, a person, an action, or a thing. So just continue to breathe nice and easily and letting go as the violet flame receives and takes it all. Now put your attention on the top of your head where your seventh chakra is. Let go of being in your head, or basically, let go of allowing the mind to run through several thoughts a minute, which prevents staying present, which may keep you from being as present as you possibly can. This is the area to release drifting ideas, thoughts, and scenarios that pop up. This is where you can release the songs or tunes that may play over and over in your head because the mind is not pulling up other types of mental gymnastics and exercises that it likes to go through. Just really let all of that stuff go. Let go of following the trains of thought that take you so far away from where you are engaged in right now that being present is not possible. Say goodbye to the mental pop-up people, the pop-up past experiences, figuring out what's best, how you would like to handle that, what's the best solutions for this. This situation should be like, let all of the mental, what I call pop-up stuff, just let it go. When you are in your head, in all these ways, you're not present. Your body is one place, your mind is somewhere else, and you cannot be present in that way. As the mind runs wild, I want you to clear out all that comes up and continue to do this until your mind is quiet and you can just simply be present. Now, as I speak, just continue to let go of whatever comes up from these chakras. To be patiently present does not necessarily mean to just have patience for patience' sake, where you're waiting anxiously for something to happen. When you are patient, you're really being present. The optimal word here is being. Simply being. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to say, nothing to experience. You are just being. And in being patient, it's being so engaged in what it is taking place at the time or at the moment that you are very, very present. It's almost like a minute-by-minute experience. As if you were in slow motion and you can see frame by frame, minute by minute, second by second, what's happening, what's taking place, what will happen next. That's the presence of being. So to be patient is to be present. And to be present is to be in the art of practicing patience. When you are patient, you are in that present moment, and you're so in the present moment that whatever it is that you're waiting for or would like to have happen or what have you, it's already in the process. You are already fully engaged in it. And you're so present, you see that there's nothing you're waiting for because it already is. In the moment of presence, divine source presents you with a present. That's how it works. For in every moment, there is a gift that you are able to receive of some kind, a realization, something uncovered that was not seen before, a magnificence in what may have seemed mundane, heightened sense of self, others, and what's going on, a desire fulfilled, unconditional love expressed and received, or any of the long list of experiences you have because you're very present. So continue to breathe deeply and allow this energy to completely leave as you become more and more present and in your body. Now, in the violet flame in front of you, imagine the sun, a giant, shining, bright sun. Just imagine that sun, and in the middle of the sun, see a huge heart. Just see a heart right in the middle of that sun. It can be an emoji heart or a heart that looks like flesh or any type of heart or anything that represents being a heart to you. Put your full focus and attention on this heart in the middle of the giant sun. And as you focus completely on this image, any thoughts, feelings, sensations, beliefs, sounds, past or present experiences, and everything else that comes up in your space, to take your focus away from this heart in the middle of the sun should go into the flame around the heart sun. Just let all forms of distraction go into the violet flame, not into the heart sun, but around and outside of the heart sun, into the flame. As you look at the heart sun, pay attention primarily to the sun and allow yourself to be so present with it that you begin to see beyond the sun itself. You begin to see its actual essence. Maybe it appears in wave patterns or flicker, lighter vibrational lights that are going off within it. Maybe there's more brilliance to the sun overall. Just really pay attention to the sun and be as present with the sun as you can. Experience it fully. And now look at this heart that's within the sun. Look at that heart. And put your full attention and focus on the heart. What is the essence of the heart? What do you see beyond the figure of the heart itself? Connect with how it makes you feel. Now, don't intellectualize or analyze it. Just let yourself feel it. What does it sound like? Don't force yourself to hear it or make up how you think it should sound. What does it actually sound like? And if you're simply experiencing silence as you focus on this heart, be present with the silence and wait. Be patient. Be present. Be patient. And continue to breathe. Don't force or push yourself to experience anything. Be in the nothingness. Be in the presence of the heart. Be present and aware of what is happening in this moment, the sounds, sights, thoughts, feelings, emotions, sensations, smells, taste in your mouth, as you are focusing now on the entire heart-sun image. Do not think about it, wonder about it. Simply be present. And notice, be aware of it. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to think of it. There's nothing to judge about it. There's nothing that you need to create from it. Just simply be present. And now, I'd like for you to say out loud this affirmation, where each word is said on the inhale and exhale of the breath. And here's how it goes. I'm going to demonstrate, and then you can do the same. Inhale, I. Exhale, am. Inhale, here. Exhale, now. Inhale, in. Exhale, this. Inhale, present. Exhale, moment. So the affirmation is, I am here now in this present moment. And so I'd like for you to repeat this with me. I, inhale, am, exhale, here, inhale, now, exhale, in, inhale, this, exhale, present, inhale, moment, exhale. And one more time, I, inhale, am, exhale, here, inhale, now, exhale, in, inhale, this, exhale, present, inhale, moment, exhale. This exercise helps you to be fully present in your body, right here, right now, in this experience. So really allow yourself again to be in the full presence of your personal experience now. And surround yourself with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun, a huge, bright, beautiful golden sun, and absorb as much of this golden sun as you possibly can. Soak it up as much as you can. And when you have absorbed that golden sun, imagine another second golden sun, even brighter than the first, surrounding every part of your body, and absorb that golden sun as much as you can, if not all of it. Just soak it up like a sponge soaking up liquid. And I want to thank you for being with me this morning on the Morning Miracle Meditation. To find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles, you may go to centeroflightmiracles.org. And if you go to the Current Events tab at the top, you'll have an opportunity to find out what's new, not only for this month, but what's being offered and events coming up in the near future. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.